Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Well, Philo said it all, and he couldn't have said it any better because God is good. So can we start off with a prayer, Lord? Let's bow our heads. Dear Lord, just thank you for this beautiful, beautiful day, Lord, for our convention, Lord. And we just thank you for each and every person that worked so hard to make this convention happen, Lord. And we also, I hear my phone, sorry. Sorry, Jesus. And just thank you so much for the great lineup.
God is great.
This lineup of speakers, Lord, that we have today, Lord. Thank you that they're here to educate and inform us, Lord. We're so happy that our president friend Philo is here today, Lord, and just continue to make him stronger and stronger, Lord, and keep up his positive spirit, Lord, because it's contagious. So just thank you for that. As we elect our officers today, Lord, just guide our leaders to help us to strive to what we want to do, Lord, is to empower blind people, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes. So let's, Lord, thank you. Bless this day, Lord. Bless this awesome organization we have, Lord. Bless this opportunity to learn, have fun, eat great food, and fellowship. In your precious name we pray. We all say,
Amen.
God is great. The first speaker of the morning will be introduced by Kiel Wright. So as she makes her way up to the podium, I will then hand it over to her and she can tell you who it's all about.
Art.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
Kiel. Oh, okay. Did Lanza drop the ball?
Yeah.
Good morning, fellow HABA members and guests.
Morning.
Anyway, this lady has worked at our library for 30 years, and she loves her job, truly loves working with us. And she just became a branch manager as well. I want to introduce you guys to Sue Sugimura.
Hi, good morning.
Morning, Sue.
Good morning.
I can't think of a better way to open this convention than Philo's speech this morning. It was so touching, and we're very happy, Philo. We look forward to continue working with you, so thank you. I was telling Art, I was happy I was on the program first, because I didn't have to follow anybody. But like Art said, hard to follow what Philo just did, so thank you.
Hallelujah!
Just wanna, some of you know this information already. I just, for new people, I just wanted to share with you how the Library for the Blind organizationally is set up. We are part of the Hawaii State Public Library System as a branch library. So there are 50 branch libraries throughout the state. So we're one of the branches. We're also a network library under the National Library Service for the blind and physically handicapped. And that's how you're getting your braille books, your digital books, your machines. Okay, we're also, throughout the years that I've been working, we've been switched from being under the direction of the Hawaii State Library or under the state librarian. A few years ago, we were put under the state librarian. I don't see that changing anytime soon. So right now, we're directly under the state librarian, which is a good place to be. So the new state librarian's name is Stacy Aldrich. She started in April last year. She's a former state librarian in California. She's the secretary for the Office of Commonwealth Libraries of Pennsylvania. And she worked with the Braille and Talkie Book Library in Sacramento, California. She's very familiar with services provided through LBPHs like ours. She's always looking for ways on how to improve services, not just at LBPH, but throughout the state library system. She's reviewing all procedures, administration rules, etc. And one of the things she decided to do was to visit every single branch, so 50 branches throughout the state. There are about two or three other people that joined her, but she's kind of ending up her visits. So at the end of her all her visits, I think she might have about three more libraries. She did LBPH in January. She'll do a final report and just kind of make recommendations on how branches can improve. And again, she's just really supportive of LBPH. You will meet her tonight. Warren invited her to the banquet and she accepted, so you will meet her tonight. Okay. One of the other positive things about being under the state librarian is LBPH is represented at meetings with other HSPLS administrators. So we meet almost every week. And so that helps, you know, they get to hear what LBPH is doing and I get to hear what other libraries are doing, because for a while we're not really in that loop, you know, for branches and such. So it's a good thing for both of us. She also asked if I would be the ADA coordinator for the state library system. I don't know how you could say no to the state librarian, so I said okay. But I'm working very closely with Debbie Jackson because, this is a brand new thing for me. Okay, I know some of you, Judy Dixon, the NLS Consumer Relations Officer, did workshops last November. And I had asked if she could come to do BARD mobile apps, Android apps, the unified English Braille, you know, just talk about what NLS is doing, et cetera. So she did come. And I do see some of you in the audience who were present at her workshop. She was really happy with the workshops and the people. And teachers had a special workshop as well. That went very, very well. So I thank all of you who helped, attended and helped with that. She also, because she's also a Braille specialist, we had asked her to talk to our transcribing staff about Braille services. So she spent some time with us talking about that. The Braille transcribing program, Gavin Abe was contacted by the Hawaii Correctional Industries about having inmates do Braille transcribing. I'm not sure where that is, but when Gavin surveyed the library and other places, I contacted Tamara Rory, who's the Braille Development Specialist at NLS, to ask her if she's heard about these programs. She has. She said it's very successful on the mainland. There are about 50 programs on the mainland doing this, so I hope we continue to look at this possibility. Okay, we also serve Guam. In May, a couple of the staff from Guam will be visiting Hawaii. They come every, Pacific Islanders come every 2 years with this Institute of Museum and Library Services. They have meetings to talk about what they're doing on their respective islands. So they'll be coming to LBPH after the IMLS workshops to talk about, you know, they're one of our sub-regional libraries. So one of the members of our friends group is also the former administrator for special education. So he's still continuing to visit the Pacific Islands. So he's helping us, whatever we can do to help provide services to the Pacific area. One of our goals is to visit Guam. No librarian has visited Guam since, we set them up as a sub-regional. Guam staff have come, but we have not gone there. So one of the things we would like to do is go visit Guam. Our Burling Buster is repaired, so we are able to do Braille.
I got a question. The one that we always complain about is someone who cannot read. When can you folks install books for the Samoan?
You know, Philo, we're really trying to build up our own program, but we will look into that. We do know that we have to meet other needs, not just English and things, so we will keep that in mind.
Well, English is our first language.
Right, right.
So at least we should focus. I mean, they already want to learn how to speak some more. And if they don't learn, then don't teach them. But I am concerned about the English. That's why when they come here, you know, we complain about them not being able to speak. Of course they cannot learn how to speak English if nobody teach them.
Yeah, you're right.
So,
you know, when we're ready to talk about this, maybe you can meet with us. Just let us know some of your ideas. Okay?
I'm willing.
Okay, thanks, Philo.
We have a floor mic.
It's with Beth.
Beth?
Yes. Can you get the floor mic to Warren? I believe Warren wants to.
Coming.
Where we don't have anymore. We have volunteer readers and such, but they're getting older. They're moving to the mainland to be with their families and things. So
probably Seattle.
Yeah, actually, one has. So we're looking for ways to recruit more volunteers. So through our publicity person in the library system, we're going to, a reporter has been coming to LBPH to talk to us. She's a Star Bulletin advertiser reporter. So she'll be doing an article on the Library for the Blind and, you know, that we need more audio readers, volunteer readers. So hopefully by the end of the month, we'll have that article. She spent a lot of time with us. She came before the interviews. And then just to kind of get a feel, she took the voice audition. You do have to take the voice audition. And if you pass, then you know you can record for us. But we also want to make sure that people have a commitment. You know, people think recording is a really glamorous job and it's really easy. It is not that easy. So, you know, we need that commitment from people once they start recording for us.
I thought Warren wanted to.
No, he just wanted it so people could hear questions.
All right.
Okay, radio meetings, yes, Yolanda?
Besides needing volunteers to read, what other volunteers do you need?
You know, right now we don't need, our main focus is the transcribing program right now.
Okay.
But we will let you know once, you know, if we do need other volunteers. Okay? Radio meeting service, I know we haven't done anything in quite a while, but the state librarian is very interested, so I've been working with her on making radio reading more accessible, and we're looking at other ways of delivering radio reading service, because right now we're not reaching the neighbor islands. The radio receiver that we have is, some places work, some places the reception doesn't work. So I will be working really closely with her to try to improve our radio program. Outreach, staff continue to go out to do exhibits to help publicize our services, to get new patrons, let people know statewide about our services. If you have suggestions for where we can go to do outreach, contact me. NLS also developed a toolkit for outreach that libraries can use, so we'll be using that to help improve our outreach program. Okay, I keep mentioning this, but slowly the cassettes and the cassette book machines are being phased out. We're weeding out the cassette collection. However, not all cassettes have been transitioned to digital, so we'll be working on that. But just recently, we got information that says there's a program to help us convert analog to digital. So our main collection of Hawaiian are still in the analog format. So one of our goals is to, you know, make it to digital format so that you folks can listen to it on your digital machines. So that's another project we'll be working with. Okay, I get calls from patrons saying they were told they can keep the cassette players even though they're not using it. That's not true. You have to return it. If you're not using it, you need to return it. We are held accountable. We haven't been audited in a while, but that is one of the things that, you know, NLS may or may not do in the near future. Summer reading program. I see teachers here who have participated in our summer reading program. So it's for children, teens, and adults. Registration will begin on May 31st. It'll run from June 5th to July 16th. It's going to change this year. We're looking into different ways of doing the summer reading program to get more people involved. So kind of stay tuned for the changes. Our Consumer Advisory Board, we meet 3 times a year. Neighbor Island representation, Big Island, is Mona Tavares from the Hilo Public Library, and she helps us with the sublending machine agency on the Big Island. Vic Allen on the island of Kauai. Maui is Teresa Lope. She's the activity coordinator at Halemakua of Kahului. We asked her to join us because she's working with seniors, and that is a large part of our, you know, services, providing services to seniors. Norman Ota is your HAB representative. Stacy Fasuk represents Hahamena Lima. Rod McDonald does Deaf Blind. Ann Ito from Kokua. Jeannie Camacho, DOE. Dr. Ann Lemke represents the Federation. And Art Cabanella is a representative at large. NLS will be celebrating its 85th anniversary this year. So the service was established in 1931. LBPH was one of the first 19 libraries to be established in 1931. So we also will be celebrating our 85th anniversary. We have selected August 25th as the date. I don't have any details other than 10 to 2, August 25th. But we'll be getting in touch with you on the details for the celebration. We do plan to do something. The magazine on cartridge, it's in the red containers. That continues. There's going to be 3 new digital magazines, AARP, Bulletin, Rolling Stone, and Oprah, the O for Oprah magazine. So watch out for that news as well. Unified English Braille, as of January 2016, NLS will be doing their books with the UEB. They started before January. We were getting books from last year with the UEB. Annual recall of DBs. Every year, NLS asks us for DBs digital books back, and they recycle the books. So, you know, they give us the number of books that they want returned to them, and then we in turn select the titles that we want, you know, those books that have not circulated. So, they gave us the number this year, so we'll be working on that. How many of you have the currency reader? Do you like it?
Yeah.
If you don't have one and you do want one, call us and we'll either register you, help you register, or give you the application to register on your own. But we can do that for you as well.
I got a question.
Yes.
Yes. Got a question for you. They're giving out readers. Does that cut your business?
No, that is.
I rest my case.
No problem.
Yeah, it is. NLS partnered with the Bureau of Printing and Engraving to allow.
It is my problem. I always reach out to oblicious people. Apparently, this guy doesn't feel hurt about it. So.
Okay. Well, I understand this is one of the better ones. So, okay. Again, if you lost it, too, contact us. I know in the beginning they would tell people if you lost it, you won't get a replacement, but that's not true either. So we can see. Okay, we can get a replacement. In first week in April, NLS is having their biennial national conference of librarians serving blind and physically handicapped. They'll be in San Francisco. I will be attending. The two featured speakers, and I don't know how to pronounce his name, Joshua Miele. I don't know if anybody's familiar, but he's an NLS patron and associate director of the Smith Kittlewell Rehabilitation Engineering Research on Blindness and Low Vision. The other speaker will be the founder of Bookshare, Jim Fruchterman.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so they'll also be doing NLS updates, hands-on training. We have our own circulation system, which other libraries in the network also have. So we'll be meeting with different people to get information on what's new and what's been available. There'll also be a grant writing workshop. NLS Facebook went live June last year, so it's www.facebook.com/thatallmayread. Warren asked me to invite Mrs. Ranger to the lunch or the convention today, so I did invite her. She's now in a rehabilitation center. She's doing very well. She just lost her husband in December, but she's doing very, very well. So those of you who remember Fusako is retired, so she visits her regularly. LBPH staff visit her regularly too. But she was really, really touched that you folks remembered her and invited her. Many of the new people don't remember her, but the old timers do remember Mrs. Ranger. She was our first librarian to run LBPH, and we're truly grateful to her because she really set up a solid foundation for those of us who followed her to provide services to our patrons. Do you folks have any questions?
I missed something, Sue. Mm-hmm. When you were talking about volunteers for a reading, were you talking just about the radio reading service, or you were also talking about digital recording?
Both.
Okay.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay, I just want to thank Warren, Philo, HAB. I've been at the library for many, many years, and I don't know when we haven't had HAB support, so thank you. We couldn't do what we do without the support of people like HAB, so I thank you, and I look forward to continue working with all of you, if you need anything, let us know. Together we can make LBPH the best it can be, so do contact us and we can be doing something that you think we should be doing. Okay, thank you very much.
Very informative, a lot of information as